We thank you, Clem, for your prayers and Carol's song, which, of course, is very apropos for today's message. So if you'll turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, as we want to talk to you about being a light. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. Let me say, first of all, to Brother Dooley, how deeply he wounded me this morning. You know, it was bad enough last year I got my first AARP letter. But then Dooley says, now all the senior citizens over the age of 55. And I just turned 55, so that hurt deeply, and we'll talk about that in the next staff meeting. But anyway, but Dad, I don't know what you're grinning about. If your baby is a senior citizen, what does that make you? Ultra senior citizen, okay. It's good to have my dad with me this morning and visiting with us, and it's been a joy to have time with him this weekend, and he'll be leaving sometime tomorrow, but good. It's just been a good weekend for us. But going to Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. As you know, we've been traversing through the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes in particular since January. And we have been trying to reinforce to you time and again the fact that as a kingdom people, we are to act like citizens of that kingdom. And he has defined what his kingdom looks like in this Sermon on the Mount. Last week, he said, be salt. Be salty. What happens when the character of the kingdom is not only rooted in our lives, but what happens when that kingdom flourishes out of our lives? Jesus uses these two metaphors, be salt, be light. Here's how you express those kingdom values to the world around you. Thus, our first prayer after examining the command to be salt was, you know, Lord, make the Beatitudes so grow in us, these blesseds, that we might be a blessing to others. That's the purpose. The Beatitudes are not how you can be happy. It's about how God can work through you to make others blessed. And then he says, after saying, be salt to a decaying world, he now says, be light to a dark world. Be light to a dark world. The Mishnah, which is the oral tradition of Jewish law, the Mishnah tells us of a spectacular nighttime ceremony referred to as the illumination of the temple. Now, in John chapter 7, we find that Jesus has appeared at the temple during one of the feasts called the Feast of Booths. And in this particular ceremony during the Feast of Booths, there at the great temple in Jesus' day, they would go to the temple and there would be four huge candelabras topped with torches. And they were, according to Josephus, these candelabras were actually higher than the walls of the temple. And inside these bowls in which the torch was set was 65 liters of oil. And they would light these torches. The priest would carry up the oil liter by liter, fill those four big candelabras, and during the Feast of the Booths, and the illumination of the temple, they would light these, and at night, it said that the whole of Jerusalem would be lit up, and you could see it for miles and miles around. Well, when we look at John chapter 8, this is the next day, the morning, after the illumination of the temple. Can't you picture it? Those torches have been burning all night, lighting up all of Jerusalem and the landscape around. But now Jesus ascends into the temple in John 8. And those torches are charred and smoking. And Jesus will say to those at the temple that day, "I am the light of the world." Do you see the picture? They had just been in awe of all the lights, much like you and I get sometimes when we see lots of Christmas lights. And the very next morning, with the smoke still coming off of those torches, he says, "No, no, no. That's not the light that should impress you. I'm the light of the world." With that in mind, think about the fact then that he turns after saying, "I'm that pillar of fire." That's why they lit those torches. They were celebrating the pillar of fire that led them through the wilderness. And Jesus has just said to them, "I'm that pillar of fire. I'm that light." And then here in the Sermon on the Mount, he has amazingly said to you and I, what? "You're the light of the world." That's a wow moment. I'm the light of the world. I'm the pillar that led them through the wilderness. I'm that light that you've been in awe of during the Feast of Booths. But now I declare to you, you too are light. What does it mean to be light in a dark world? I hope I don't have to go into any exegesis or explanation this morning and convince you that the world we're living in is getting dark. Would we agree, just do this? We're living in a dark world. And if Jesus is the light of the world, the implication is that the world is in darkness, and this spiritual darkness dominates our entire world system. There's no knowledge, there's no understanding of truth, and what truth there is, it's being warped to fit man's lusts. And he says to you and I, "Flee from the darkness." No. Light it up. Light it up. How many of you remember the little child song? We all stood. Sherry's going to come sing it for us right now, aren't you? Because she's already out there. She's got a little finger doing this. "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Go ahead, yeah. And do you? You know, the real horror is that the world loves the darkness. I didn't say that. Jesus said that in John 3:19. He said they love the darkness because their deeds are evil. And so he's saying to you and I, go and show the evil. Not by being evil, but by providing a contrast. Be holy. Why this preference for darkness? Well, because they don't want anybody to see what they're doing. The heart hides its most treacherous thoughts. The mind holds within it unspeakable thoughts and ideas. But the only thing that will bring it to the light of day and the only thing that will dispel that darkness is the light of Christ. You know, I often think of Lady Macbeth. And when she said, now some of you don't think of Shakespeare at all, but I do. Yes, I'm a nerd. Come thick night, that my keen knife see not the wound it makes, nor heaven peep through the blanket of the dark. She's about to kill somebody. And she doesn't want anybody to know about it. But she said, or should I say, Shakespeare said, don't let even the heaven light peep through and see. But then he says to you and I, reveal it. How many of us like to do that and show people they're wrong? We live in a day in which being relative means to get along with folks and try not to embarrass them, right? But the Bible and Jesus said, no, 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 you go and shine in this very darkness that wants to flee. And what's interesting about this is if you look in the Greek, you are the light of the world. The Greek is an emphatic personal pronoun. You alone are the light of the world. You, my followers, you, my kingdom people, you're the real hope for a world that's in darkness. So may I say again, don't depend on Washington. You don't anymore, do you? If you do, I do counseling on Tuesdays for everyone who's mentally disturbed. But don't depend on the government. Don't depend on anything in this world. He said, you're the hope. You're the light. You shine. How do we do this? It was Dr. Donald Gray Barnhouse who said, when the sun sets, the moon comes up, and the moon becomes the picture of the believers of the church. The church shines, but it does not shine by its own light. You do remember this from science in third grade, right? The church shines, but it does not shine with its own light. It shines with the reflected light of the sun, S-O-N. At times, the church has been a full moon, dazzling the world with almost daylight, like revivals and great awakenings and great reformers. At other times, the church has been only a thumbnail with very little light shining on the earth. The scriptures teach us that our light is not just reflected, though, because we possess the Holy Spirit in us. I'm not just reflecting the light of the S-O-N because I have the S-O-N through His S-P-I-R-I-T in me. The light actually is emanating from my life as I live out the Beatitudes. It was Peter who said, we have been made to participate in His divine nature. Believers are to shine for God like luminescent material in an old watch or old clock that after it's been exposed to the sun, it absorbs those sun rays, and then at night it luminesces and shines forth. That's kind of what you and I can do. But let me just be very practical here, folks. You cannot shine for the Lord if you don't spend time with the Lord. And you cannot shine for the Lord if the Lord is not in possession of your soul and life. We can't show the world the kingdom if we don't have the kingdom in us. It's interesting that as we talk about the functions, Jesus used two illustrations. He said, you're a city set on a hill. There is no way to obscure a city on the crest of a hill. One of the highest cities, besides Highlands, North Carolina, is Quito, Ecuador. Now, you think we're high up here. 4,000, how many feet? Everybody, you see it on the sign. What is it? Everybody in Highlands knows that. Well, y'all are on a molehill compared to Quito, Ecuador, 10,000 feet above sea level. And its lights can be seen for 75 miles. He says, I want you to be like that. May people see Christ in you. Just shine. I asked you to be salty. I want you to shine this week. And just do your best to be poor in spirit, to hunger for the righteousness, to be gentle, to be pure in heart, to be peacemakers. And yes, even smile when people insult you and call you old. Be a city on a hill and be like lamps. And he says something very funny here. He said, lamps, you don't light a lamp and then put something on it to hide the light. This is stupid. The lamp is to shine. Don't cover it up. Don't hide your faith. Now, the world may not like it because darkness doesn't like the light, right? But go ahead and shine. Do it in love. Do it in kindness. Do it peaceably. Do it wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Be light. But don't hide it. The church is too guilty of hiding our light today. Be who we are in Christ, and I promise you, it'll make a difference. Light reveals things as they are. Light promotes life. Light is persistent. Light awakens. Be light. Awaken others to their need of Christ. Be persistent, not flickering. Promote life like the rays of the sun upon the plant. And reveal the world as it really is so that people can say, there's something better. By the way, Matthew 5:16 is a command. It's not a suggestion. It's in the imperative mode. So that people may see your works, deeds of compassion. So shine. This shine with a big smile and with the joy of the Lord. And we can make a difference in Highlands. All right? This afternoon, we're going to ask you to shine real bright. We're going to have lots of guests here. I like the way Dooley's been saying it. Just love on them. Just love on them. Because you don't know, and I don't know, the people who will be here this afternoon, how many of them haven't seen the Christian love lately? Let's show them what it looks like. Just do like you did on me when I first came here, and you're still doing. Just hug me, and hug me, and hug me, and kiss me, and kiss me. Agnes, you keep doing that. Tim, please don't. Okay. All right. Let's stand to our feet. Sometimes our light can get a little dull because the globe gets a little dull. The glass gets a little smudged. Or the battery's running low. And I know that for many Christians, some of you folks, and I look around how hard you've been working and you've seen this church turn around and you've labored so much. I know your batteries are low. If you need a battery charged, I know the one who can do it. And if the glass is smudged, I know someone who can clean it up so that we can shine. You come today if you need in any way a rejuvenation or a shining. And if you want to join with this assembly and join your light to our lights, we'd love to have you and be a part of us. Or follow the Lord in baptism. Whatever the need is, what is the number?
Number 319.
We're going to do verses 3 and 4.
He will change your life, let him in. He will change your life, let him in. He will change your life, let him in. Oh, come, just let him in. Love surrounds you here while we pray. Love surrounds you here while we pray. Love surrounds you here while we pray. We're praying just for you.
All right, thank you for your presence here today. And we are thankful for the Lord's blessings on our church. And again, be here with the food. You said at what time? 3 o'clock. And everyone here, as soon as you can, close to 4 o'clock, so that we can start welcoming folks for the baccalaureate service. We also want to be in prayer for Carrie. I don't know the extent of it, but I'm about to go find out. I'm sure maybe Dooley will too. We'll go and find out what the situation is, but certainly be in prayer for her and Jerry Lynn Cutshaw, and also we want to pray for Connie Neely, and trying to think here. This is what happens when you hit 55. But anyway, if I've forgotten someone remind me certainly, but we want to be in prayer for all of these folks. If you will allow me this morning, I didn't ask him to do this, but I'm going to ask my dad to come and lead us in prayer. Would you come on up here? And just want you to know that I love this man. I didn't always appreciate what he did to me when I was young, but he made me what I am. And I thank the Lord for his presence, his testimony, his life, and what it has meant to me. So would you dismiss us in prayer?
Our gracious Father, we are privileged to be here today. Lord, you will try to give us the work. Lord, I pray for those that are bereaved and in the hospital and the field. Pray that your blessings shall be upon them. Give them the grace they need in the hour of which they need. Thank you, Lord, for this church. Thank you for the testimony of those who are members. Help them let their light shine. Mm-hmm. We'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretched hearts like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
You're dismissed.